started here to it, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos Habalei L'Teva is one of those exceptional Dehoibin Shabbosos of the year. By Matan Torah, we read this week, it says, Kol Godel Yosaf in the part of the Targum Taichis, Rashi brings, Le Posak. In fact, it said that we have a Kabbalah that Mezhbush in the Besmedrish of the Baal Shem Tov, by the Kriya of Aseres HaDibros, they actually heard Kailas of Rokim. When his successor, the Magid de Mezrich, when he was Melamed Dardiki, when he was Benister, he wasn't Nisgalot to the world, he had a class of Talmidim. This is the story the Sadegera Rebbe brings, Yutis Kislev at the yard site of the Magid. And he asked the Talmidim, the Kindelach, Gedenktir, as I think of him, by Bar Sinai. They said no. And he kept on repeating the story with all the Midrashim until everyone in the class, with one exception, he was able to bring down Kabbalah Satira to them in a way that they actually remembered standing by the foot of Har Sinai, except for one child said no. And the Maggid said, Mistamul Umdu Ragli Avoisav al Har Sinai. And Nebuch, that child later went on in life, and he left Yiddishkeit, Rachmon Olaslan. Ad kedei kach, rather just derech agav. The difference is, what's the difference between the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid? So Skidu, what Tzadikim said, I'm not one to be able to know such things, but we have a Kabbalah from Tzadikim, that the Magid was able to bring down Yerushalayim in a Tinek ben Yoimui, and the Baal Shem Tov was able to bring Yerushalayim even in a Doimim. In the state. Kedua de Maisa, the Rebbe, Rebbe Zusha van Napola, once asked the Balatanya, because he learned Chavrusa with the Malach and Kabbalah straight from the Magid, he asked him, could you describe me the Yerushalayim of the Baal Shem Tov? What was the Madreg of Yerushalayim? So the Magid told the Rebbe Rebbe Zusha that the Magid wanted to spear, he wanted to feel the Madreg of Yerushalayim that the Baal Shem Tov had. Everyone associates the Baal Shem Tov, see them, happy people, they say L'chaim, Avos Hashem, Simcha, but the Yerushalayim of the Baal Shem Tov. Suddenly it was Nizgala to the Yerushalayim, they gave the Magid's request. And Kedua, the Magid was lame, he had a lame foot on his left foot, and he was on a bed, on a sofa, and suddenly Erech Ketreiselt, and the bed had Ketreiselt, and I feel the Nagelwasser, which he tells us next to the bed, also was shaking. And the Magid couldn't handle it, and he asked Shemayim to take away this Madrega of Yerushalayim, and his wish was granted, and then they were Megalim in Yerushalayim to the Magid, that was the Madrega of the Baal Shem Tov, not at Ne'ilah. V'shaseh Garechen Dolulke, when he smoked his pipe, that's the Madrega of Yerushalayim, the Baal Shem Tov was able to... So I think the Baal Shem Tov was able to bring Kehilas of Rokim Kipshutli. The Magid was able to bring into the children. Without great humility, neither most people and most fools that I've been, I haven't heard the Kolos of Rokim, and I don't know if we actually we remember vividly Maim Har Sinai, Ober the Neshama and Ruchni Yosan Yonim, it zikr happens. On the contrary, there's a Kabbalah, the Spinker Rebbe brings, in Imre Yosef, a Kabbalah from Isaac Zidichover, that the Giluyim Beruchnius of Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Yisroi is even more than Chag HaShavuos. Because this week's Parsha, read the Pasuk, V'har Sinai Kulei Oshon, Oshon everyone knows, Rosh Tevis, Oilem Shana Nefesh. So when you read, when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, there's a reliving, a re-experiencing of Matan Torah, Mitzad Shana, Mitzad Zman. Masha'enkin Yisroi, Klal Yisroel, the Kriya of Klal Yisroel, the Neshama is Ma'ir Dizman. And since Neshama is always higher, loftier, more exalted than Zman, the Giluyim from Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, if you're Zoyach, are even higher than Yechaparain, more than Shus. Hello. Which is the Drachma Tifka Rebbe, he said he doesn't know Pshat. Right? But you see, he brings from Zayda, the Marnayim, that the whole Kiddusha, what gave Klal Yisrael the Megalachite, the ability to absorb Matan Torah, right? The fact that it was Shabbos. So this is the Marinayim and Parshas Kisovi. And therefore, Chag HaShavuos is going to fall out in the middle of the week. Masha'enkin Shabbos Yisrael, you have a Shabbos. You see this Araya, it's all this foreign bring. What is the Haftorah for Shabbos Parshas Yisrael? The Maaseh Merkava. The Merkava from Yishayah. And what is the Haftarah for Chag HaShavuos? Vayter Matan Torah is also Ma'aseh Merkava. Or Ma'aseh Merkava from Yechezkel. Which is higher, which is loftier, which is more exalted? The Gemara says, Yeshayah saw the Ma'aseh Merkava keben krach, like a city dweller, and Yechezkel keben kfar. Is a harayah, that is a harayah to what the Trevor said, that there's a maila, there's an adifus in Parash Abbas, Kodesh, Parash Yisroi, even in Chag HaShavuos. So I'm pointing out, it's a very, very special Shabbos. Yet, funnily enough, the name of something is always indicative of the essence. We don't call this the Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, it's called Shabbos Parshas Yisrei. And the Kutzker Taka asks, why is it called Yisrei? It seems to be a peripheral, you know, before Matan Torah, according to the Shita Sadeh, whatever, Yisrei came. But in the Chura, Yisrei is coming to join Kal Yisrael, whether it's chronologically or not, but that is the Hakdoma for our ability to absorb, to internalize Matan Torah. The MS, the Zohar HaKadosh says, I'll read the Lashon of the Zohar, it's a miracle. Kat osa Yisrei v'kibel alay kuchabichu v'karav le'lupulchon. When Yisrei joined Kal Yisrael, and the Eibishter welcomed him with open arms and accepted him to Avodas Hashem. Mitamon iskarivu kol inen giyurin chuis gadfoye dishkinti. He opened the Pesach, the Tzinner, he opened the door, he found in Asin the Smokim, for all subsequent Geirim to be able to convert. All that comes in the schus of Yisri. Yisri is the first Geir who ever joined Klal Yisrael. Ula hoye, Yisrael had an einikel. You know what Yisrael's einikel was? A fellow by the name of Bolok. And from Bolok came Eglin Melech Moyev. And from Eglin Melech Moyev came Rus. And from Rus comes Malchus Beis David and Melech HaMashiach. So you see, this is the ability to absorb the Megayer comes from Yisrael. And therefore, to be able to be, there's a gewaldige Shem Yishmul in Parsha Shlach. Shem Yishmul says, the idea of a ger, as the Gemara says, is a gewaldige choyah, a gewaldige chiddush. That a person can be born a goy, right? And yet we have a principle that gershin is geyer kekotin shenuilodomi, and all of his past, and all the peklach, and all the sordid whatever, is wiped away, and he starts mamish like a new baby with no past, a new beginning. Hello. So he uses the Gemara in Erev and Dachtes, famous expression, from place in Shas, Yitziva ba'ara v'giyer b'shmeishmaya, are the indigenous born Jews, are they like in Dred and the Gerim are on top? Doesn't make sense. So if a person who's born is could reach a matzav where all the past, all the pigamim and all the sigim, everything is wiped away, and become kigershin this guy kikotin shinoiladami, Allah has kama a person who was a leidosei veirosei bikdusha. How much more so that a person could start afresh? And that, and how to do so, right? They say the Yid HaKodesh. Why was he called the Yid HaKodesh? It's one of the many reasons given. It's because every day he became like a ger who was nisgayer and became a Yid, afresh, every day. And therefore, that's what?
How does such a thing work?
How does what work?
That he becomes like a ger every day.
You chap how you could be mekabel Torah every day. It's very necho, it's chadoshim. That you do chap.
Okay.
Think about it. Right? That a person could start afresh at every day. That he's not, you know, someone once said, a wise man, I don't know if he's Jewish even, the past is instructive. The past illuminates. The past teaches. History, you know, is very important. But the past is not a prison. You're not imprisoned by your past. What did Yisrael say? Just Derek Agus, and to ask. Yisrael says in this week's parasha, Ato yodaiti ki gadol Hashem mikolikim. Says Rashi, Ato. He already, years ago, he was a monotheist. He believed in the Eibishter, and his daughters were pined by the well. Historia. What do you mean, Ato yodaiti ki gadol Hashem? Says Rashi. Rashi was bothered by this. Makir ha-yisi l'sha'ovar v'ashra v'yisr. So all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, I always say it, but shame the Tzemach Menachem, the Rav Zeminer, but brought in Shem Yishmul, all the Sfarim HaKadoshim. A goy, right? A goyish a cup, thinks that he is imprisoned by his past. And if I am born in such a matzah, with such genes, in such an environment, that's it. You can't teach an old horse new tricks. I am what I am. I'm a gambler, I'm a drinker, I'm a this, I'm a that. Whatever I am, I am. Right? That's taught by a goy. When I was a goy, Makira, he used to say, but all of life is lisha over, is past tense. Now that I'm a yid, ato, now. Va'achshav, the idea of now, and they va'ata el tshuva, that was nischadish, that you're not bound by who you were. You with me? Gerade, the Shem Yishmul says, I'm murdered to gevort. I'll just far and bring it. Va'yishma yisri, mashmu esham uba, kshis yamsuf, could you admit, what's the connection? There's thousands, billions of Pirushim, ain't so. Our simple pshat is, Rabbi Shore brings this. By Matan Torah, the whole Shama Amimir goes and Chilachos, Yeshvi Plush, the whole world saw and everyone trembled. And right afterwards, after Azag Gilulikus, Ros Hashiv Chalayam, right, comes Amolek, Kambati, Resachas, Plush Machazal, and wages war. Therefore, Amolek, the symbol of Amolek is Azus, Chutzpah, compared to a dog, which is, right? After all you've seen, and you're still willing to rebel against Kal Yisrael, against the Rabbi Yisrael, it's Gefelech Chutzpah. It's a Pritzus, it's a... So Yisrael reckoned, oh, if such is the Koyach of Chutzpah, and Azus of Klippah, of Tumah, and we have a principle, Merubah mid the Toivah, mid the Peronos, good, always... The optimism always outweighs the negative. So if with chutzpah and azus, you can become an azah amolik after azah gili. Therefore, this is such a important message for us. We're living in the Gemara says in the end of Soita, in a generation where chutzpah yazgit. Lebal Yusuf. That sometimes a person, a person knows his past. What should I tell you, were days of tshuva, etc. A person knows the peklach that he carries. So a person could throw up his hands and be miyayish, I'm farfal, there's no hope for me. Right? So if you see the kuyach, a yisri, you know who yisri was? Let me just tell you something. Who is this yisri? For the fact that a person could have a sordid past, yisri was a man, koyin midyan, sha'ova kol avidazor shaba'il, because he's a descendant of Bnei Keturah. From Avram Avinu, and Avram gave the Pilakshim, the Menekturah, Shemus of Tumah. And all the Harikedim, all the Bullock people, whatever, they tapped into that, those powers of Kishuv. Right? So, he worshipped every Avodazar, every Tumah in the world. He was the Pope and the Ayatollah and the Swami and the Allah structure, Klippis put together, and that's him. Right? So a person like that could say, Farfalin, I'm 80, I don't know how old he was. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, Yisrael is 100 and something, I have no idea. Right? You could say you can't teach an old horse new tricks at my stage in life. I'm going to start eating gefilte fish and shalom, it doesn't agree with me. I can't become you. And that's the chutzpin azus, that regardless of who you are, by the way, you know else, who? That's why, by the way, there I go. Oh, yeah. You know what else Yisri was, just parenthetically? Yisri Kiyadu, everyone knows from the Rizal. Yisri was the Gilgul of Kain. Ubibnei Chever Hakeini Hanifrid Mikain. Hello? Huh? The Rizal says, very famous. By the way, therefore it says in Pasuk, Vayichad Yisri, right? Yeah? Vayichad Yisro is Gimatria 644, which is Gimatria Vayokom Kayin al Hevel Ochiv Vayhargeu. The first murder in history, the first person who was Shefich Domim in history, who opened the Tzina for all the Tumah of Shefich's Domim, is the Kayin. What was the relationship? Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the Gilgul of Hevel. Yadua. Right? Therefore, the Rizal says in this week's parasha, Ani, sends him a message, Ani. Chayseincha Yisri, Rashi Tevis, Achi, you're my brother. Last time around in Gilgul, you were Kain, I was Kain, and you were Hevel. And therefore, what did Kain say? He was a kufir, he was a min. Chazal say, the Gemara says, Kain gave a geshrei, leis din veleis dain. So mida connected mida now. Yisri, alias, Kayin is trying to make a tikkun. The tikkun started already at the beginning of, in Parsha Shmuz. That's why. Why did Kayin, was he jealous of Hevel? Because I'll say, the Medrash says, because everyone was born with a zivug. But Hevel had twin nekevas, twin sisters, that were his zivug. So he was jealous, so he killed them. So what was the tikkun of Yisroi? Last time around, Kayin killed Hevel because of the extra wife. This time he gave his daughter Tzipporah to Moshe. That was a tikkun. Last time around, Kayin gave a geshrei, leis din v'leis dayin. So the tikkun here in Parsha Yisroi is, what Parsha is Kayin, is Yisroi adding? Dafka makes sense. It's beautiful, right? V'ata techse, the mitzvah of minu dayonim. Because hepech leis din v'leis dayin last time. The Radomsker, the Chesed Lavrom, says a word. Last time, Kayin was a jealous, selfish person. He wanted to be the only child in the world. Why do I need a competitor? Why do I need a brother? So he didn't want the inyan of eschabrus with another person. Hence, what was the punishment, the Dardin of the Eibishter, for Kayin, the first Ritzeach in the world, most antisocial person ever lived? Kayin, murder. Introduce murder into human experience. The Eibishter said, you'll be a nav, a nad ba'oritz. If you're a nav, a nad ba'oritz, you don't have a home. You're wandering from place to place, right? So you have to come on to the chesed of people, etc. And that will be good, and you're as chabris with people. So let me just add one more point. It says, did Kayin have a neshama for sure? Every neshama has its mocker in the shame of Hashem. Yudkevovke. Which letter was the letter of Kayin? Kayin, the hey tato, the lowest hey. When it says, why did Chava call him Kayin? Konisi, ish, next word? Es Hashem. Without vowels, Es Hashem could be read as Ois Hashem. He had an Ois, I'm talking, this is going to be a word. He had an Ois in the Shem of Ayah, but the last hey. Ois, Es Hashem is written Aleph Tov. If it's really referring to and alluding to, as Maramas on Ois, what letter is it missing? Vav. What do you know about the letter Vav? I've probably said this like 1,000 times. Amongst other things, the letter Vav in Lashon HaKodesh represents his chabrus, attaching. You have a Vav, hachibur. The Vav actually looks like a hook. What does a hook do? It attaches. You want to say Jack and Jill went to the well. Jack Vigil. So Vav is Mechaber. What letter that Kanisi Ish Es Hashem? He was missing the letter what? Vav. Right? Which is the letter of his Chabrus. Therefore, it's a sant. But it says in the Pentateuch Yosef, Hashem Lekayin Uyis is Gimatria Bi Yisri Yemakru. The letter Vav that he was missing, what was Yisrael's name originally on his birth certificate? I think the archaeologist just found it recently. Yes, sir. And when he joined Kal Yisrael, he was Mishaber with the Eibishter with Kal Yisrael. From Yes, sir, we added a letter and now became Yisrael. Which letter did we add? Vav. One of his other names, the Vel says he married off 7 daughters, he went bankrupt each time, whatever, after each chasana. So he changed the 7 names. But one of the names that he had was Chever. Why was he called Chever? Because last time around he was a nifrut. He tried to separate, to isolate people. This time around his tshuva is his chavra, so he's called chever. Which, by the way, is the smichus of the beginning of Ayishma Yisrei to the end of Parashas Peshalach, where we have a war against the people called Amolek. When did Amolek have his chavra? When did they wage war against Chal Yisrael? They came to a place called Refidim. You don't have to be a genius, Chazal Darsh. And Refidim, same Oysis as Prudim. To be porud means there's a division, there's disharmony, there's discord in Klal Yisrael, and therefore Amalek gets a Yad Shlita. So Amalek tries to divide, and Yisrael, now with the Vav, is the Indian of what? His Chabras, the Hepech appear. Right? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, how do we fight against Amalek? Bechar lo nu anoshim. How do you spell Bechar? Beis ches reish. Scramble the letters, what do you get? Chav. To join, to connect. Schabrus. Lonu is nutrikun. Leiv nishper venitke. How do you be able to join with people when you're not so full of yourself? You have no room for someone else. right? Therefore, it's interesting. What does Amalek do? Vayachlish Yeshua as Amalek v'samay lefi Chorev. What does Chorev scramble the letters? Get the same word as Chavan. So now we see the Eschabrus of Yisrael joining Kal Yisrael. Hello? What do I learn from this? So this is the Kal V'chomer of the Shem Yishmul. If a goy could become a yid and become kigirsh in his gaiak on shindayiladomi, how much more so every one of us? You ask me the question, Rabbeinu. You ask the question, how could a Jew become a kikoyilakot in shindayiladomi? That gufa is a lesson, the hakdoma to matan Torah. Right? By the way, that's the reason you ask the question. Yisrael was a gear. Everyone knows you're not allowed to remind the ger of his background. And here, what does the Torah do? It calls him Vayishma Yisrael. Who is this Yisrael guy? As if I never heard of him before. Koyin Midian, right? That he was the chief pope shagas in the world. Why do you want to repeat that? Why was that a COVID? Interessant. There's a medrash. Medrash is parsha. Vayishma Yisrael Koyin Midian. Says the Medrash Hadol, the Chsiva Pasuk says Mishlei Kovid Chachomim Yinchal. Chachomim get Kovid. The Kovid of Chachomim is what I hear. Moshe in the Zikni Yisrael, and Moshe is your waiter, and he's giving you the Suddis, whatever. Right? I Kovid Melochim. So what a Chazal called Yisrael, we apply on him Kovid Chachomim Yinchal. That refers to what? Yisrael. Is a Charei that Yisrael is called what? A chacham says the blushver the tefillah tzaddik. Mahir the gemar chacham. How would you spell chacham? Ches chof mem yud mem. Rosh Tevis Yisroi koyen midian choyzun meishem. The Sefer says the same word. The end of capital Kuf Zayin. Right, the Chayil Hashem, the Baruch Yom Hayda is mi chacham veYishmer Eila. Is also Rashi Tevis, Yisrei, Koyin, Midian, Chayis, and Mishra. So, we could talk about it, but what's the Chochmah here? Why is Yisrei called a Chochmah? He's a frum guy, he's pious, he won. You know what Chochmah is? Shlomo Melech, the wisest of people, says, the Yisrein of Chochmah min HaSichlus is ki Yisrein Oir min HaChoshem. You're able to change a life of darkness at an advanced age, and you change and you... total metamorphosis, total root and branch change. That is the idea of chokh. The change, the darkness, the Yisrael Oyer, Dafka Mina Choshech. Therefore, one of the seven names of Yisrael is also, because I'll say, Reuel, Yasser, Yisrael, Chayiviv, Chever, Keni, and Putil. Why is he called Putil? Only once in all of Tanakh that Yisrael is called Putil. Elazar ben Aaron married a Putil. Who is Putil? Why is it called Putil? So Rashi brings this Gemara and says, "Shepitim agolim avidzor." He fattened calves to bring them for his pagan idolatry. Comes along the Bechilda. Why is he called Putil? Right? Shenifter me avidzor. Hello, Earth. Pumfaker. How can you two pshat to be in Chazal? It's not a Rebbe down a Shtibel and Baruch Park. This is Chazal, right? Two pshotim min akotze lakotze. Shepitim agolim avidazora, sheniftim avidazora. Now, dos gufa is the maila of Yisrael, and that's why we read this. I'm just giving my introduction to the share. I want to give the introduction to Matan Torah is dafka this idea that a person could be dafka. Now I understand, by the way, on the simplest level, there's many other deeper pshotim. Chazal say, Medrash Pliya, Vayishma Yisrael ma shmua shama uba parshas pora aduma shama. What is parshas pora aduma? Rabbi Yisrael can do parshas Yisrael. No, actually, Barnu. On the simplest level, what does the pora aduma do? It's matayr tmeim. The ability that a Jew, irrelevant of his past, could change, that's what we learn from here. Okay. Now, by the way, the Mashgiach says that's why the Pasuk says in Tilim, Ashrei tivchor v'sekoriv. Tivchor v'sekorev is gimatria exactly Shabbos Yisrael. And Yisrael is gimatria Yisrael am krivim. That a person could change and a person could grow. If a koyin midian is gimatria v'nahapechu. that you could change. That's what we learn from Yitzchak. Why? What is that? What's the lesson? So I'll first tell you a shmooze from Rav Schleiziger from Munzi. A beautiful, simple shmooze. I've said this idea 100,000 times, but it's so important. Every day we make a bracha, which Chazal and the Gemara bracha says the Meula Shebe brachas, which according to the Torah and Archaim, this is Mamish, a chelik from the mitzvahs asay the raisa of remembering Maimir Harsin. They make a bracha Asher bracha Abano Mikolom. We thank the Eibusher; He chose us. There was a divine election of Kal Yisrael. Shtel zech the shayla. Everyone knows Chazal that the Eibusher before Matan Torah went around to Kol Uma Velosh and offered them the Torah. But they Edoim were to say like Lesirzach, where. We're he went to Bnei Amin and Moyav Lysinov, we're the product of Niuf, Loit, two daughters. He went to Bnei Yishmael, we're saying your Torah, Lysignit. My father was a Mazeda, was a Peraldum. Yodhi Bakol Viakolbe. I can't. So where is the Bechira in Klal Yisrael? I'm sorry for everyone asked the Shad. If the Abish to offer it to all the other nations. Elamai, he knew his Kiridaris Mirosh that they're going to reject it. The whole thing is a fraud. The whole thing is a farce. The whole thing is a pantomime. But really, they, if the Abish to offer it, it must be there was a Chilis Bechira for them. So what's going on here? Umbichlal, why is it that we have a principle that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betruni im b'riyos? The Abish doesn't want to make life difficult. So if you have Bnei Edoim, and they ask, so give us a sample. What does it say in this Torah? We know nothing about it. Why, punkt, did the Abish to pick Dafka, that mitzvah, which he knew was difficult for him?
Say no.
So then why offer it in the first place? The answer is gore simple. The whole, when I say this is a Parshas Yisro is gimatria tifchav v'zikoriv. It's optimism. Whatever you are, you can become. It's not an easy avoid to start afresh. You know, there's an expression in Yiddish. It's a shver tzaynayid, right? But he says lamal yisro. If you want to know if you're a Jew, the essence of being a yid is a shver. Generally, there's a principle in life. Anything that asking the mogin shavya. Gemara puts it, anything that comes easy. What I have an expression I always use, right? There is no place in life worth going. There are no shortcuts to any place in life worth going. The only place in the world, right, where success comes before work is in the dictionary. That's my favorite. I tell this to all bar mitzvah boys. You have to horiv. If it comes easy, toignisht. There are those things. There's a letter from Yisrael Solanter printed in Michtav Yudzayin or Yisrael. The purpose of Yiddishkeit is to be an Oyved Hashem. Right? And a person could be Zoyer, Bekala, Bechamur, you could learn 20 hours a day, you could sit there with Rabbeinu Tamfil all day. There's some things that come easier to you. But everyone knows, you make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, there's always one area in life which you find shver. And, you know, when people ask, you know, every neshama has their unique tachlis, Chavis Adon Belomai. How do I know mine? One of the telltale signs as a deacon megala to us, right? Whatever you find most difficult and rubs against your nature, that's your avodas Hashem. L'chach nitzart. And you could do everything else 100% right, but you're a waste of space. Because that's not what you're created for. Dafka the shver. So the Merkavas HaMishnah on the Mechilta says that's pshat here. If the Eibishter would have given the mitzvah of a chveis nishwat for Bnei Edom, the mitzvah of loisinuf for Bnei Edom, they don't care about niuf. They're into loisirtzum, into tzichum. They could keep all other 612 mitzvahs, right? But they find it hard, it's against the grain, against their character, against their chveis nishwat, their genes, their environment, their Leisirtach is difficult. That's what it's al derech a ger. Not only when a ger, a person wants to convert. What does Bezdin tell them? Not just the chamuris, the gimel averis chamuris, right? It tells them lechet shichupeya. Why does the lechet? Why does the lechet shichupeya? Because Rashi says a goy is nerag on a pachas shav a plut. Why? Because they're makbid. You're makbid on a pachas shav a plut. That's your nature. Oy bazoy, we're going to tell you the mitzvah of leket shichu peya, because for you that becomes an essential part of your avodah. A dugma, the Maral famously says, Chazal are mafling in the importance of the Isser of Ribis. If you give Ribis, like, it's like as if you didn't keep the Torah in its entirety. If you keep Ribis, they kept Kolam et Kolam Terekul of Chulam. Maflug. Why? Because mitzvahs are given l'ol al savareim b'losh and Rashi, as a mitzvah l'avahenis et nui paskin. And there's no greater ol than something that was counterintuitive. It runs against the grain. Actually, I don't want to speak bad against Yidden, but some of my best friends are Jewish, actually. You ever notice that in business or whatever, and driving down Water Park Road, where there's an expression from people, if you don't like the way I drive, get off the pavement? Right? Jews are very aggressive type of people. They're always honking, they're always hacking, they have no disflesh. You notice that? Why? Because the Malyusa, the Eibishter gave a Yid a Teva that he should grow, he should miskadim, he should whatever. He's not happy making his salary and his living in the thing and going to the pub and having 3 pints of beer and going home and watching television. A Jew, he's driven. You could take that drive, that aggressiveness, that she'ifa for good, or you could use it for bad. You with me? A guy is happy to live like a guy. He's very, you know, passive, very laid back. Right? A Jew should earn money. And then the money is its stuck under his mattress. Right? And he could earn interest. He could buy stocks, bonds, real estate, whatever. And he could earn. And a person needs a chesed. I'll help you out. There's no greater chesed. I'll give you money for your down payment, for your business, whatever. Or I should lose out the interest, the money that I could have made. That's not logical. And therefore, to break yourself, to go against seichel, and not to demand ribus, which is logical, says the Maral, that is Kabbalah al Malchus Shemayim. This is the verb. It's also like I said. A person could scrupulously, meticulously keep mitzvahs. Over something which he finds difficult. And says, that one mitzvah, with sneers, with whatever, lashmara, that I can't keep. That's ridiculous. That's too much for me. Is the charai, you're a poirikol. In shul, Mr. Mizrachvantiz. Yeah. The sheni eat. What do you mean? Yeah. Right? Over that, there's one nekuda, which is my nekuda, my bechir in my life. That's a challenge. Therefore, the Maral says, by the way, ribis, right? It's such an important mitzvah. Therefore, what is the gematria of ribis? 612. No? Bris. By keeping, the ribis of the mitzvah of ribis is the other 612 mitzvahs. Yes? And where is this from? It's a Gemara. What I'm saying now is Pasha the Gemara in Chagigah, Dates, you will not have discussed it a thousand times. The Pasuk Malachi, the last of the prophets, who's besnabbed for our Ikfizit Mashiach for us, Vishafti Vereisi, I will discriminate, I will discern the difference between Tzaddik Verosha, Ben Uyvid Elikim Lasher Lo Yavod. So the Gemara says, Ben Heye, As Hil Hazokin, Hainu Tzaddik, Hainu Rosh, Hainu Avod, Hainu Lo Yavod. To which Hil says, Nay. Travayu, the Avodai and Shalei Avodai are both Tzadikim Gemurim. Tzadikim Gemurim. Nervos, Ein Edoim, Shein Epirkei, Meya Pa'amim, Meya Pa'amim. Explains the Balatani in Perek Tesvov, very famous. What's that? Be a Meyim, in the days of Chachmiyat, Tamoteru with Balpeh was Taka Balpeh, the Derech was to chazer over your teaching 100 times. And if you chazer over 100 times, you won't forget. So that I learn when it's logical, when it makes sense, that was the minig. For that you're called a tzad, that you're called a tzad. But you're not called an uyvid Hashem. The idea of b'itziachas ha'ami mitzrayim, tavdu nesalikim, you're going to work on yourself, you're going to horada, das nish. And therefore, before I could come to my, you understand what I'm saying? Hello. That's Oyvid Hashem. Therefore, Dafka Yisroi, before we could, the greatness of Yisroi is Dafka that he was a Kohen Midian. The Shem Yishmol brings from his father. When Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Lamor, we all know the Gemara Shabbos, and the Malachim said, Tanohoi Zechol Shemayim, right? So Moshe said, do you have a Yetzirah? Right? What does that mean? Rabbi Nezer explained, it's impossible for any Bria, any barrier, any person, any creation, to be dovok in the Eibishter and dovok in Torah, because Torah is the Ein Sof. How could a person appreciate the infinity, the transcendence of Torah? Impossible. Doesn't work. So even a malach who's a seichel hanivdol, he's like, he can't get Torah. It's not for malachim. The only thing is, when a person has the horav, and lefi erech the horavani, lefi erech the yitzahora, right? That's what you have. That's the chokhmah of Torah. That's why Yisri, who's coming from such a low point, dafke he, and that's by the way the idea of kofale of harkigigas, dafke mitzat kfiya, dafke something I don't have a geshmak in, I don't understand. That's what it's all about, right? Norvas, the chumsayver just adds off. So where was the bechir in Klal Yisrael? So he says, Moshel mahadover doima. You have a father. Father is incredibly wealthy. And he has different children of different types. And there's one son, the Bechir, who's mamish, he loves like pishnai, right? And he's ibir gegeben, and he's, But he can't be matl kina ben abriyas and favor openly one son over there. But he wants to give a sheni yerusha dafka to this one son. But how do you do so? Without stirring, whatever. He has a mine. In this mine, there's avonim tovim and margolius, there's zol v'chesed, alagut tzach. So he takes the son who he favors, who's the ibr geben son, and he whispers to him, and he gives him the kalim, and he teaches him how you extract the alloys from the mine, and what is the process of purifying it and making it to zol tor, right? And then he gathers together, after giving him the kalim, after teaching him the tricks of the trade, right? He then calls to make a family meeting, and he said, I have his mine, it has, you know, oitzers. Who wants to yarshin the mine? So the other children are practicing, and they think to themselves at the end of the day, do I understand anything about mining? Do I have the kalim? Do I have the know-how-to? I know the secret, the science of it, et cetera, technology, kenish. And if I would take out the extract or whatever, do I know what to do with this? It's filled with impurities. Forget about it. It's too much work, too much of a tircha. Lasa, we'll yashin something easier, right? The son, who's the chavah, who he gave the tools to, he yashins. And from this, he makes his absolute fortune. The keli, the vessel, to come to the ashrei tifkor v'seikarev, Yisri n'chaseirecha, to be close to the Eibishter, to come tachas kanfei Hashkina, which we learn from Yisri, that a person could change and become kegershin as gaya kanshin noiludomi, is dafka the horavanya. Dafka, after Yidin learned the secret of 210 years, we were Mitzrayim in Kura Barzel, and we learned how to mevare and mezachich our neshamis, through the horavanya, right? That's how you come. I've had the time, I don't have the time, but this is the secret. There's a shtickle from Rabbi Pinchas Friedman. Beautiful shtickle. It says, V'kidashtem hayoyim emochor. This week's parasha later. Hayoyim kemochor. Chazal, the Gemara says, Moshe was hoisif yeyim echad midai. Wednesday morning, the Abraham says, V'kidashtem hayoyim emochor. So the Chuyah say Wednesday and Thursday. Matan Torah will be when?
Friday.
Aber Moshe added an extra day. This, as Tosfos says there in Shabbos, is not a drosh Gemara. Otherwise, it's not midai. So smacked. You can learn azoy. Why taka did Moshe delay Matan Torah for one more day? So the Kodesh of Magid Chus Yogi later in Avodah Yisrael said Moshe to Gevurt, because Moshe wanted dafka that Matan Torah should be on Shabbos. Why dafka Shabbos? Hundreds of reasons. Because it says Al Tikshu El Ha'isha. What's the difference between an ish and an isha? An ish is a mashpia, and a woman is a makabel. And the vort is, this is Hu Asher Dibarnu. It's very easy to be an oivet, to be a, what the Gemara calls a loyavod. In other words, you're serving your, ostensibly a frum, erlich yid, you go to dafyemi, you go through shas hundreds of times, whatever. Right? Aber what's your kavona b'chol hanal? Ich. Either I want to be famous and have COVID, either I need to get it, I'll exploit it, I'll use out my learning, my mitzvahs, whatever, or I'll kapanam, I'm a more elicha person, I'm a more spiritual person, segeit min nishdon kol hoin da'almo, but I know at the end of the day, hayoyim asoysam, ummachar lekabel schorim, there's an Eibishter, and he has a schar, and there's a nitzchi, and there's yofesh ha'achas, the kairos ruach and elam haba is worth all of elam haza, so I'm willing to, what we call in English today, delay gratification, and I'll wait, lachar meyeres rishon, the Eibishter geben ashka, a gewaltige Stickel of Yosef Misharabar. Alachesh. But come to you, said, what are you? Be'emes, you're a makabel, you're not a mashvir. You work for yourself, it's totally shalei lishmo. says the Eibishter v'kidashtem hayoyim u'mocher. That that it says hayoyim la'asoyis u'mocher l'kabel schorim, sanctify that. Serve the Eibishter not for yourself, serve the even though you'll tell me about Madregis for Sadiqim, and Chazal say by everyone it's a klal that mitoch shalei lishma bo lishma. Or Berkiyah do the famous story with the Belzer Ruf or Bar Mitzvah boy making benching a la kos, and he told, he whispered, drink the whole kos. Shabin Rav was there, it was the Sarah Torah. He whispered to the Belzer Ruf, so he told the famous story, Chanukah, right? Tum Hutra Betzibur, why do you need a nest? When you start something, when you mechadish something, you don't rely on bidiyavas, on kulas, on loopholes, lachatchil, the whole kos. First time you're benching a la kos, the whole way down the hatch, the whole way through. Right, you're starting Matan Torah, right? V'kidashtem ayim mochar al tikshu al isha. It has to be l'shem shemayim. So he brings a gevaldige marsha. I have no time to elaborate. In Masechta Nedarim, there are four. Look, there's a very big word. Masho says this. Like Mamish Alpi Kabbalah. In Loshen Hakodesh, every one of the chafbeis asim daraisa has a milui. So aleph is how you pronounce aleph lamatei. Beis is beis yutaf. In the entire Aleph Beis, there are only four letters, the Mashal says, that have a Lamed in it. Aleph, Gimel, Dalis, and Lamed. The first three are, when a Lamed means to learn. You're not going to be a genius. There's four ways to learn. There's learning Aleph to be an Aleph, to be famous, to be the Shikur Rebbe, as the Gemara puts it. There's Gimel. That's a reward in this world. You get your payback there. Gimel. This is Gmul. This is Olam HaGmul, Olam Haba, Yishar HaBor type of guy. There's a guy who's poor. He's a Dal, Dalis. And he uses Tairi to get a job, to become a rabbi in Holy Law, whatever you need. You need a parnos. You got to marry a figure. It's fine. That's Dalis. The Iker is what? Lamed. Right? And it's the Rosh Tevis, he says, is Egdal. Aleph Gimel Dalet Lam. That's a mnemonic to remember, right? And it fits into a Gemara in the door. It fits into, therefore the Gemara says that whatever Moshe taught four times, because they get the four the Mitzvah Shalosh Mishma. Why did the Eibishter give the Torah on Moshe Rabbeinu arrange to give Torah on Shabbos? Shabbos we say Mizmor Shir Liyoyim Shabbos. What is the Rosh Tevis? Lishma. Shabbos is the day of Av. I always quote the Beis Sosker, bring the Teres Tzvi. Shabbos is Gimatria, Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Moed. Shabbos is when you forget about yourself and your Cheshbonis, Rabbis, and the Rabbi Loshna Rambam, etc., etc. And you have a Liebshaft to the Eibish, you do it not for yourself, but for the Eibish. You do Lishmo, right? You do it at the end of Shabbos, which, by the way, is connected to Vayishma Yisrael, Mashmo Shah, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Melchemes Amolik, which is also the idea of Lishmo, Ein Kam Mekem L'Hairich. And therefore, there's a word from the Brzhaner Svasemis who says, the pasuk you remember, by Parah he tells Yosef, Rak Hakisei Egdal Mimecha. Egdal is the Rosh Tevis, the four letters, three, Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Shalei Lishmo, and the Dalet, it's Egdal, right, hello? The Rak Hakisei, which is the day of the Kisei HaKovid comes into our lives, hello? We say in Davni, Lekela Sheshovas Mikol HaMaisim, B'yem HaShvim Nis Aleh, V'yoshev Al Kisei Chavodich. By the way, that's why it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, Toiru, I said this many, many times, Toiru, which you learn on Shabbos, you never forget. The last tish of the Sfas Emes, before he was nostalgic, was Zichru Teiras Moshe, Mrs. Shabbos, Gerusa, the Toiru you learn on Shabbos, you don't forget. Why? Because Shabbos is Lishmo. Hello? Shabbos, you learn Torah Lishmo, right? And Torah Lishmo, when you're learning that for your own sake, for the Eibush, you always remember. Can you do it? It's the one blot of Gemara on Shabbos is worth 1,000 blot in the week. What? That's what Shabbos is about. Hello? Yes? You want to hear a Gevaldige Vort? Take the letters. Aleph, Gimel, Dalis, Lamed. It's a Gematria Shabbos. Raka Kise Egdal on Shabbos, the Shem Shemayim, the Ava of Shabbos is Mis'ala, the learning of the Torah. And by the way, if you take, who was the one who added the extra day to make sure that Matan Torah should be on Shabbos? Shloshim Dvarim also Moshe Midaiti. Hello? If you take the words of Lim Moshe, right, etc., etc. Where do you get the word? What do you get? Lishma. Therefore, how do we finish off the Chamish Shachum Shetayra, the Torah of Moshe? The Chol Hayar HaChazaka Asher also Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. What is the end, the Siyum of Torah Moshe? Which letter? Lamed. And Lamed, Marshal just told me in the Dorim, is what? Limud Torah Lishma. Right? And in other words, when a person learns Torah Lishma, right? Mitzad de Ebrisher, he's not worrying himself. And in other words, he's not doing what comes easy to him. He's doing because the Ebrisher said, the Ebrisher, then you're zuicha to all the brachas in the Torah, and you're able to take it to Makabal Torah, the Lashon Tzadikim, the Simcha v'Pnimis.
I'm sure you're something.